The Cocktail Nation Rewind on WXLV.
Now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is The Cocktail Nation.
And Coop Cooper back in Sydney, broadcasting from the penthouse overlooking the city of Sydney. And it sure is nice to be home. We had a fantastic trip to Monte Carlo. My tan is excellent. The woman with the spray gun did a fantastic job. Coming up on the show, we're catching up with Jim Barkey from the Tiki Aki Orchestra and find out what makes him tick. I've got a stack of great events for you to check out and a wonderful read to share with you. A special book that I enjoyed on the way back on the Learjet. Let's kick it all off now with the new Morty Show and Ladies Man on the Cocktail Nation.
Sipping coffee, or perhaps it was some tea. You tried to win me over with your hip philosophy. Well, you're ripping off some lines from Kerouac, showing off your 4-7 Cadillac. What could it be for you and me? Wasn't so sure, but I had to see.
Well, I brought you over to my pad to check out my shellac. Well, listen to some water rain. Now don't that take you back? Well, the Rudy, oh Rudy, shoot, pop, shabam. I thought we would take it on Slim and Slam. You better grab a hold of me while you can, 'cause I'm a definition of a ladies' man.
We pulled up to the bistro then, stepped inside the door. You see a girl in fishnet hose, your mouth drops to the floor. Well, are you just a guy looking for a score? Could you be the kind of man that I adore? The jury's out, and I'm in doubt. I try to figure out what you're all about.
Now, wait a minute, baby. Well, don't believe your eyes. The admiration I receive should come as no surprise. The way I take the stage, I'm already leading the band. The way the ladies scream, I am in the band. You better grab a hold of me while you can, 'cause I'm the definition of a ladies' man.
Your history is shady and your language quite obscene. You have the moral fiber of a pent-up gas machine.
Wait a minute, honey, let me explain.
Forget about it, man, you'll never clear your name. I'll hear no more, for I do more. The way you operate, so by the door.
Was in demand.
I passed on a guy who runs a total scam. Alone and by myself is where I'd rather stand. 'Cause you're the definition of a ladies' man.
Lounge, Exotica, and Spy Jazz. It's the Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper.
Thanks to Tiki Shark.
Cocktail Nation with Combustible Edison there and Call of the Space Siren. Tonight we take a look at Exotica band, the Tiki Aki Orchestra. Now, the Tiki Aki Orchestra is a one-man experiment in Exotica. Composer, producer, multi-instrumentalist Jim Buckey, inspired by his love of Tiki and Polynesian pop of the 50s and 60s, started creating instrumentals in the style of the early lounge and Exotica artists of the period, Martin Denny, Arthur Lyman, Les Baxter, Esquivel, and many of the great surf guitar bands of the time. He joins me on the line from California. Now, Jim, how did all this crazy trip begin for you?
Well, it goes back a while, I guess about four years ago. I'm a really big fan of this band, a local LA band called the Blue Hawaiians. I don't know if you've heard of them or not.
Yeah.
They have this record called Sway. It came out, probably 12 years ago. And I think I bought the record maybe 10 or 11 years ago. I bought it a long time ago, and it's still one of my favorite. Like, I still listen to it all the time. And they kind of have this, they're a surf, but they kind of have an Exotica sound, even though they're a basic, like, surf guitar, lap steel, organ. You know, they're kind of more of the surf rock setup.
Yeah.
But I really got into their sound is very kind of Exotica for, you know, a surf guitar band. And, you know, I've been into Tiki for, let's see, I really got into Tiki about 95 or 96. I was reading Tiki News, all this early Sven Kirsten stuff. And, you know, I got into that sound. And when I kind of stumbled upon the Blue Hawaiians, it made me want to go find more, you know, the real Martin Denny and the Arthur Lyman. And I was also a fan of Esquivel. So
to become a real collector, you really got into the music.
Yeah, so that was the kind of where it started. And, you know, I've been composing for film and TV for, I started doing stuff around the year 2000, and I started just doing instrumentals, and I wanted to do something similar to what the Blue Hawaiians were doing, but, you know, with a little bit of the more Exotica instrumentation vibes and stuff, and what Esquivel was doing, you know, that kind of old, old Exotica sound. So, yeah, I started about 4 years ago, and I did one or two songs, and I played them for some friends of mine, and they basically said, hey, you know, you're really good at that. You should do more of it. So, you know, I did a song here and there, and I think about last year or maybe a year and a half ago, I decided I was going to make a full record, and that's when I turned it into, you know, the Tiki Aki Orchestra.
Now, this started off as a one-man band for you, didn't it?
Yeah, the record is completely done by me, except for I had Gary Brandon from the Blue Hawaiians playing lap steel on a couple of songs, on three songs. But yeah, I did it. It's basically like a solo instrumental record.
Now, has this expanded now to a live show? Because I know you got a whole bunch of gigs coming up.
I did recruit a bunch of people for a live show, and now we have six of us and possibly seven. You know, when we have a lap steel player who's going to come down, we'll have seven. But the main crux of the group right now is six people.
Okay, wow. Now, speaking of that, you've got a few gigs coming up in the future. I believe you're playing at the Hooky Lau?
We are headline act at the Hooky Lau this year, and that's in June. June 13th we're playing.
That's going to be huge.
And we have, our vibraphone player has been to it a couple times, and he just keeps telling me, oh, wait till you go to the Maikai. It's, you know, it's like dying and going to Tiki Heaven. So it works, because we're playing the Maikai as well on the following Saturday night.
Yeah.
We have, that's in June, and we have a couple things. The Tiki Farm is having a parking lot party and a parking lot sale on April 19th.
Yeah.
And those are great, because they have a lot of people at that, too. And basically all the local Tiki artists, you know, set up vending tables and they sell their stuff, and then Tiki Farm sells all of their old overstock mugs and a bunch of their new stuff, and, you know, it's a big party, a lot of people. So we have that, and then on May 3rd we are playing the Mission Tiki Drive-In Tiki Invasion 2.
Wow.
Which is Yeah, it's a big hot rod and tiki event, again, with a lot of vendors. And that has two stages. There's a stage for the loud bands, the rock, the garage rock and surf and that stuff. And we're playing on the lanai stages, which is where all the, you know, the Martini Kings are playing that. And that's like the side stage kind of for the quieter, because we're a quiet lounge band, you know, yeah. We're not a big loud rock band. So that's our that's May 3rd. So those are our shows so far, but we're going to be getting more as time goes on.
Jim, Stereo Exotic is a fantastic album. Can we expect another album in the near future?
Yes, I am working on stuff. I don't have anything. I do have a bunch of songs written and some recorded. And yeah, I want to get another one together as soon as possible. I think in the meanwhile, I might, and I'm not sure, I might do like an EP, and I'm going to kind of do the, remember those bongo records?
Yeah, yeah.
I want to do like a bongo party record where all the songs have a lot of bongos on them.
That is crazy.
Because since I recorded the first one, you know, I used a lot of samples and stuff on the first one. It was all samples,
yep.
Even the bongos and everything. But since then, I bought a set of bongos and I've really gotten into playing bongos. So I want to do like a bongo record, and that's a possibility where I might do like maybe a 5 or 6 song EP, and you know, call it like, you know, Tiki Bongo Party or something like that. Bongos are a lost art. I talk to a lot of percussion players, and they're all like, yeah, I have a set of bongos, but I mainly play conga. And
I actually would love, I want to learn the bongos. I think they're a fantastic instrument. Are they hard to learn?
You know, they're not. I mean, they're not. I actually find, I tried to play conga and I couldn't do it.
Right.
Bongos are a little easier to learn. They're a little more responsive when you hit them, so they're pretty easy to learn. I mean, they're really hard to do well.
Yeah.
And you know, I go on YouTube and there's like a lot of these Latin bongo guys that are just amazing. I mean, they just totally tear it up. But yeah, it's a fun instrument to play. I've gotten so into it that I want to, you know, anytime I do bongos now, I just record them live instead of doing the sample.
Yeah, yeah. That's really cool. Jim, great to talk to you. We'll talk to you again soon. And best of luck with the Hooky Lau and all your upcoming gigs. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Well, here they are, the Tiki Aki Orchestra and Stranded in Paradise from the album Stereo Exotic on the Cocktail Nation.
email the Coopmeister.
CoopCooper@hotmail.com.
The Cocktail Nation.
Hey, little girl, comb your hair, fix your makeup. Soon he will open the door. Don't think because there's a ring on your finger, you needn't try any. Never see him again. For wives should always be lovers too. Run to his arms the moment he comes home to you. He's almost here. Hey, little girl, better wear something pretty, something you'd wear to go to the city. Dim all the lights, pour the wine, start the music, time to get ready for love. Pour the wine, start the music, time to get ready for love. I'm talking about love, for love.
The Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper and Wayne Newton there with Wives and Lovers. Now, on the way back from Monte Carlo this week, I did a bit of reading on the plane, and a great little book that I picked up is called Retro Diner, Comfort Food from the American Roadside. It's by Linda Everett. Now, you can jump back through time to an era when sitting at the counter in your neighbourhood diner was sure to bring a hearty made from scratch food, friendly service and an atmosphere all of its own. Those sleek stainless steel eateries can still be found in North America, with lines of faithful and appreciative customers waiting to scoot into a red leather booth, sink their appetites into true American comfort food. Now, the waitress may holler out your order in slang that only a dinophile might actually understand, but if you're a regular, she probably even remembers your name. Featuring a colourful, fun journey through diner history, Retro Diner offers 115 of the best comfort food recipes from the American roadside, including the Blue Moon Diner's Patty Melt, the Steel Town Meatloaf, the Dixie Diner's Blueberry Pancakes, and Peach Cobbler from Jake's. I can feel my cholesterol rising as I speak. You can dive into some specialty foods that are made around the old-time diners and made famous with the Retro Diner comfort food from the American roadside. It certainly won't make it to the top healthy foods list, but it's certainly going to make some old-time favorites come to life. Check it out, Amazon.com. Here's SG Sound and the Sirens of Venus on the Cocktail Nation.
Sail Nation via the World Wide Web. MySpace.com/LoungeLothario. Friday night broadcasting from the penthouse in Sydney with Coop Cooper and the Moonrays with Spook Walk. Dave Pell before that and Like Young. Now some news this week. Sadly, the passing of sci-fi writer Arthur C. Clarke. He won worldwide acclaim with more than 100 books on space, science and the future, and he died on Wednesday in his adopted home of Sri Lanka. He was 90 years old. Clarke had a debilitating post-polio syndrome since the 1960s and sometimes used a wheelchair. Co-author with Stanley Kubrick, the film 2001 Space Odyssey made Clarke a man who is regarded as far more than a science fiction writer. He was credited with the concept of communication satellites back in 1945, decades before they became a reality. He joined American broadcaster Walter Cronkite as a commentator on the US Apollo moonshots in the late 1960s.
And when Clark and Kubrick got together to develop a movie about space, they used as basic ideas several of Clark's shorter pieces, including The Sentinel, written in 1948, The Encounter in the Dawn, and as works progressed on the screenplay, Clark also wrote a novel of the story. He followed it up with 2010, 2061, 3001, The Final Odyssey. Shortly on the Cocktail Nation, we'll take a look at what's going on in the world of Swank right now, Enoch Light and Blonde Bombshell on the Cocktail Nation.
Crazy.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Rated R.
Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Thank you.
Nation.
Coop Cooper with some very cool music from Clouseau and Anui. Right now on the Cocktail Nation, a special request for Thomas Levitson of New Jersey. It's the Purple Pit, and she said, "Sea Shed."
She said, "I know what it's like to be dead. I know what it is to be sad. And she's making me feel like I've never been born." I said, "Who put all those things in your head? Things that make me feel that I'm mad. And you're making me feel like I've never been born." She said, "You don't understand what I said." I said, "No, no, no, you're wrong, but I was a boy. Everything was right. Everything was right." I said, "Even though you know what you know, I know that I'm ready to leave. 'Cause you're making me feel like I've never been born." She said, "You don't understand what I said." I said, "No, no, no, you're wrong. When I was a boy, everything was right. Everything was right." I said, even though you know what you know. I know that I'm ready to leave, and you're making me feel like I've never been born.
Across North America, this is the Cocktail Nation Music.
Goodbye. No use leading with our chins. This is where our story ends. Never lovers, ever friends. Goodbye. Let our hearts call it a day. But before you walk away, I sincerely wanna say I wish you bluebirds in the spring to give your heart a song to sing and then a kiss. But more than this, I wish you love. And in July, a lemonade to cool you in some leafy glade. I wish you health and more than wealth. I wish you love. My breaking heart, and I agree that you and I could never be. So with my very best, I set you free. I wish you shelter from the storm, a cozy fire to keep you warm. But most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love. My breaking heart, and I agree that you and I with my best, my very best, I set you free. I wish you shelter from the storm, a cozy fire to keep you warm, but most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you
with Mr. Bongo there, Jack Costanzo and Mama Yo Aero, and Jack Jones before that. Big hello to a couple of listeners who got in contact with me this week. Hi to Greg Marshall and Ray Daisy, who are enjoying the show. Thanks for your kind words and thanks for listening. Before I go, great little website to check out. Some very cool prints, tiki mugs and a whole lot more. DerekArt.com. It's DerekArt.com. Well, that wraps up the show tonight. I look forward to your company next week up high in the penthouse as we look over the city of Sydney. And I'll leave you with Mel Tormé in Heart and Soul. Stay heaven.
Heart and soul, I fell in love with you, heart and soul, the way a fool would do madly, because you held me tight and stole a kiss in the night. Heart and soul, I beg to be adored, lost control, and tumbled overboard gladly. That magic night we kissed, there in the moon mist. Oh, but your lips were thrilling, much too thrilling. Never before were mine so strangely willing. But now I see what one embrace can do. Look at me, it's got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart and soul. I see what one embrace can do. Look at me, it's got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart and soul.
Cocktail Nation, thanks to Tiki Shark.
Nation Rewind on WXLV.